Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
The Other Stories proudly presents Swift Bear and Laxon.
They called him Swift Bear.
Along with our weekly short fiction, we've always pushed outside the box with special projects, audio dramas like Miscreation, gothic tales like After the Gloaming, and the sci-fi miniseries Bulletproof, along with our yearly Halloween specials. And for the longest time, we've wanted to do something more ambitious. Enter Swift Bear and Laxon. This will be our first longer-running serialized story. We have a number of seasons of the show in the pipeline, and you may recognize episodes 1 and 2 from way back when, but these are all freshly produced and reimagined. This is Swift Bear and Laxon like you've never seen before. And for season 1, I wanted to have a little catch-up with the writer behind the series, Richard Reynolds. So, hey Richard, who are you?
Who am I? I'm Richard Reynolds. I own a comic shop in Mansfield in England called Ground Zero Comics. And I love that. That's as good a job as I could ever ask for. But I do feel like I'm not living up to my potential if I'm not doing something creative on the side. And that's where the writing comes in. That's where the illustration comes in. And sometimes combine them both, draw comics, draw graphic novels. And in the past, I used to be involved in a filmmaking group as well. We used to do independent films, short and feature length. And that was great, but it does require a lot of people participating. Whereas just as the way things stand now, writing and drawing is much easier just to do yourself. So that's what I concentrate on.
Okay, Ground Zero Comics. For the listeners who probably don't know, Ground Zero Comics is my local comic book shop, and it's where I first picked up comics when I was like 12, 13, maybe, something like that. So yeah, Ground Zero Comics, tell us more about it.
Ground Zero was established in 1991 by a man called Paul Marsh. And I discovered it in the mid-90s when I was in my mid-teens. Before that, I'd never really read much in the way of American comics, but I fell in love right away and became a regular straight away when they're most weeks. You know, got to know the owner really well, became good friends, same with the regulars, and worked there a little bit in the early 2000s just on a part-time basis, but enough to, you know, really get the ropes of the comics industry. So much so that when the original owner was looking to sell in 2015, he gave me first refusal, and of course I accepted. I was just working on a factory production line at the time, so I was really up for it. And I'm happy to say we're still going. It's a small shop, but with a decent selection. There's only me works there. And we've weathered, you know, all kinds of things with COVID and ups and downs of the industry. And more recently, I've ventured into small press publishing, just my own work. And I've produced a couple of graphic novels and a book of short stories, comics and prose stories.
Illustrator first, writer second, or the other way around?
Yeah, I got into illustration first and then writing later, much later actually. It was, I was in my mid-20s, before I even considered writing an option. I didn't think I was so smart growing up, and it just never occurred to me that that'd be an avenue. But I loved comics and, you know, wanted to draw them. Didn't know if I ever was or am good enough to be a professional comic artist, but yeah, that came first.
How did you get started writing?
Okay, the short version is I used to work on a production line in a place called BPR Medical, and of the seven or so people that worked on that production line, about five of us were creatives. There was myself, an illustrator, a filmmaker, a couple of musicians, and a graphic designer. And we ended up helping each other out on projects pretty regularly, which was really nice, because until then, you know, my illustration had been quite solitary. And Jordan, the filmmaker, asked if I wanted to be involved in making short films with him, which, you know, I'd already been a huge film fan, which is why he approached me. And I was really interested to sort of get into the process. And that's where the writing came from, really. We started writing short film scripts for competitions and just, you know, to get practice. And yeah, that's where it started. I wasn't having much luck with illustration agents. So my first bigger writing job came with the idea that I should put a submission package together, which was a children's book where I provided the story as well as the illustration. So I wrote a novella called Kevin is Monkey, Local Heroes. And though writing is never easy, I did find it came more naturally to me than the illustration side of things. And that's how it started. And since then, I've pretty much written for every type of medium. I've written comics for other people as well as myself. I've written screenplays, novellas, and since submitting to the other stories, lots and lots of short stories, which I've found is really sort of my wheelhouse. I kind of really enjoy doing the short stories.
And any special tips or tricks you've got for newbie authors?
Finish what you start. That's the obvious one. Even if it's not going your way, just finish it. And because finishing things is a discipline unto itself, and one of the most useful disciplines you can have as a creative in any field, really. So just finish things. But to finish it, you've got to have an idea what the destination is in the first place. This is not a piece of advice I pass on to everybody, but something that works for me is that I don't put pen to paper to write anything except notes until I know the ending of a story and significant mileposts. And then I've got somewhere to be heading while I'm writing. And I found this way I've never had writer's block. That being said, I don't write for a living. I don't need to be churning it out. I just write for the pleasure of it, and when I've got a story I think that needs to be told. Another piece of advice would be be wary about conforming to somebody else's writing method. Just because it works for them, and they might be one of your favorite writers even, that doesn't necessarily mean that that method will work for you. I myself don't have a single method to approaching stories. Each story is its own beast, and I approach it in the way that feels the most organic to me at the time when I start doing it. Tended to work out for me so far. You know, the reader is always the judge, and you know, the other stories I've accepted plenty of my submissions, so you know, it's worked out that way. And anything else, I would say, once you hit a level of competency, trust your own instincts, and don't lose sight of what the original story kernel was, even through the rewrites. Just try and keep that spirit.
Okay, yeah. Do you have any favourite stories of your own, TOS or non-TOS?
So, of the TOS stories that have been accepted, I've still got a soft spot for the very first one that aired, Case Study of a Murder God, which I think is quite a hard-edged science fiction story. The second one that got accepted went onto the patron feed, the exclusive feed, and that was a straight-up horror, which I don't write too often. Usually there's something else going on in my stories, something a bit more smart-alecky or you know, humorous. But that's just a straight-up horror, and that's called Nana's Old Magic, and I still quite like that one. And the comic fan in me likes a story I wrote called In Continuity, which I tried to encapsulate every major epoch of superhero stories in one 2200 word short, and I think I did that. Of the non-TOS stuff, I'm very pleased with my most recent graphic novel, Robertson's Reputation, which is I'd say it's like a working class noir story that I originally wrote as a screenplay in 2018 and started adapting during COVID and the process took 2.5 years. But I'm pleased with the way it turned out.
Okay, and you're an English man writing about stuff from the USA. Where did Swift Bear and Laxton come from? Where did the characters come from? Where did the world come from?
Swift Bear and Laxton originally just came from a desire to write a Western. You know, I like the kind of crass voiced characters that came from like Joe Lansdale books or David Milch's TV show, Deadwood. I just really like the tone and feel of those. But I also wanted to make it quite action heavy. And being that it's a TOS submission, obviously I had to have some kind of horror or sci-fi content, and an upcoming theme was underwater, I think it was. That's why the first threat in the first story was a river leviathan. Quite where the two characters came from, I'm not sure at this point. It was all quite organic, and so was the idea to build a story engine in there, so that you know these supernatural troubleshooters could go on to further adventures if I so chose. And at that point, there wasn't a mythology. It was just these guys fighting monsters. But after that first one, and I looked at the other themes, I started seeing ways that I could write more stories to submit as part of the main feed originally. And I started trying to conform stories around whatever themes they were. I think the second one was kaiju and the third one was time travel, which you wouldn't think you could, you know, get into a Western oriented story. But I decided to make these stories a vehicle for me to write whatever I wanted to write. And that's when the mythology started building up in my mind, and very specific images of what would come right at the very end. But we had to get there, and you know, the other story's format was perfect. You know, I could pick a theme for each one and sort of write around it. And it really took me out of the regular Western comfort zone. So yeah, that's how it started. And lots of snippets came to me thick and fast after that initial story.
Where can we expect to see these characters go in the future?
Well, we've got quite a long road to travel with Swiftbear and Laxon. I've written all of their adventures already. They're already in the can. And we'll be seeing three seasons of short stories, four episodes per season, and then a fourth season, which is a five-part finale, which is one larger novella-length story. You can expect to see these guys interacting with well-worn horror and sci-fi archetypes, but given a new bent. So, you know, you'll have weird creatures, you'll have cults, creatures from beyond, doomed civilizations, you'll have fairy tale creatures and mad scientists, and everything in between. You'll have to expect quite a lot of crassness and some, I hope, engaging action. And to cap it all off, you will get an explanation for life, the universe, and all of existence. And I hope now that the stories live up to that.
Awesome. Okay, last one. Where can we follow you and your work?
You can find most of my written work on TOS, so just seek out the stories written by Richard Reynolds. There are quite a few, and hopefully more to come, because I've submitted a big batch for the upcoming themes. You can read some of my comics on my shop's website. That's groundzerocomics.co.uk, and there's a sidebar for comic strips, free comics. You can look at some of my illustrations on Instagram. You can find me, Richard Adam Reynolds, at @ace_Richie_Ren. And if you are at all interested in some of my favourite short films that I've made, you can find those on YouTube. One is called Henchman, which is a silly comedy short about hench people in a Talking Heads documentary. And a fan film I did for the comic series Hellblazer, one of my favourite comic series. And yeah, that's like a 12-minute fan film that acts as issue 301 of the comic series that got cancelled some years ago. And that's called Hellblazer The Soul Play, S-O-U-L.
Thanks, Richard. Now, listeners, I hope you're ready. There's unnatural evil lurking in the shadows of the Old West, a corruption that breeds monsters seeking only destruction. But Providence has seen fit to produce two warriors that can kick evil's ass. Get ready for breathtaking action and horror beyond imagining in Swiftbear and Laxon's first thrilling season. So, until next time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.